Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The haunting, the number, man, that's kind of etched in my brain. And it's hard to get past this. It's hard to. Deaths from deployment, global war on terror, post 9/11, 7,057. 7,057. Man. Military suicide deaths, post 9/11, 30,177. More since this was reported. From a veteran, this text: the suicides will rocket, for as of the 15th of August, 2021, the official stance of the U.S. government was that everything the military accomplished in Afghanistan didn't matter. Gene Collier with the PG writes, spot on, by the way, the one thing everyone knows about Afghanistan, not my fault. And then this. Headline, Wall Street Journal today. Failures in Afghanistan were bipartisan and long-running. Never learned. We never learn. We can't learn. Why can't we learn? I can't wrap my arms around it. Gene Collier, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Gene writes, your fault, his fault, their fault, not my fault. It's as if they're all spinning in a circle, placing blame on anything and everyone but themselves. Right, sir?
Well, yeah, Marty, this goes back, as you know, 40 years and much longer when it comes to Afghanistan earning the nickname, you know, graveyard of empires. I mean, no one has been able to figure out Afghanistan, including Afghanistan. Yet people keep marching in there because I guess of its location as kind of a nexus between, you know, Western and Southern Asia. And, you know, people think this has, you know, some kind of military or strategic importance. Maybe it does, but nobody knows what to do when they get there. The Russians invaded in 79, 10 years later, got out. We can't figure this out. We'll let the Afghan army figure this out. And as you know, the Afghan army, you know, their main skill is desertion.
Gene Colley with the PG. What about the emotional PowerPoints that we're getting day after day after day now? Don't we care about women in Afghanistan? Don't we care about kids in school in Afghanistan? Aren't we going to fight for their freedoms? What about those emotional triggers that we're getting these days, Gene? Are they valid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, this is a complete mess, and there never was going to be any good exit strategy or solution to this. Afghanistan did make progress. A lot more people are literate there than when we got into it in 2001. A lot more people have electricity. A lot more people are in school. That was some progress, but. You know, in the end, it was evident people wanted to get out of there. Donald Trump wanted to get out of there real bad, so bad he cut a deal with the Taliban. He wanted the Taliban to come to Camp David and negotiating with. I mean, you got to want to get out of somewhere pretty bad if we're willing to have the Taliban at Camp David. And the deal that was cut there, with a deadline of May 1, made things virtually impossible. Now, Biden deserves all the blame he's getting here. He could have reversed that. He reversed so many Trump policies. I don't know why he didn't reverse that one.
You wrote this, which I find beautiful. Your fault, his fault, their fault, not my fault. All that said, not all of our champion finger pointers are created equal. This is beautiful. If you're a political operative who can't find Afghanistan on a map, and no one can, never cared a lick for the opportunities of girls and women in the United States. Beautiful. Much less Afghanistan. Don't much care to defend democracy in America, much less in Central Asia, or applauded mindlessly as Trump announced the Afghan pullout. Then you can probably stop talking. There is a lot of irony here, is there not, Gene?
Well, yeah, Marty. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, this is really, you know, an intractable problem. You know, it makes the United States look terrible on the world stage, and makes it look like, you know, we can't be counted upon. You know, ironic. One of the ironies that I think you refer to is that, you know, Biden's justification for part of this is that because Trump made this deal, he wanted to, you know, show the world that, you know, we're going to carry out the deals we make. Well, you know, this was not the time to do that. You know, obviously this could have been handled better. And, you know, it also calls into question, you know, the intelligence community and what they were telling Biden, and to what extent, you know, the intelligence community had been handcuffed, as just about all government agencies were by the previous administration. I mean, they basically gutted the government.
It's frightening. What now, Gene? What now? At what peril? Do we send Marines in there to scour the streets of Afghanistan and Kabul to find American citizens huddled in huts? What do we do? Honestly.
Yeah. No, I can't even pretend to know.
No.
What to do about this, because as I said, it's so complicated. I mean, God bless everybody who's there and is trying to get out, and God bless anybody who's trying to help.
Gene Collier, great stuff, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.